I don't know why all the senior management I meet in Unilever are always over 6 foot. I think there's a, I don't know. What are you eating? What is Unilever feeding you?
Most of them are Dutch.
Most of them are Dutch, I know.
But I'm not.
The Dutch Vikings. I go to Holland. I'm always getting a neck ache when I go to Holland. So
okay, I'm changing myself to the disruption. The presentation here.
So you want to do? How long is your presentation?
How long you want it to be?
5 minutes max.
Four.
Okay, let's make it three.
Pushing. I'm from sales, so. So I will go through the presentation, which is actually showing a project that we just launched. The project is, we call it Selling with Purpose, is how do we help small businesses to interact with the with the digital world. So, screen doesn't fit to that. Okay, so a few words, two words about Unilever. Unilever is a global company. We work all over the globe. We employ more than 160,000 employees. We are active with 400 brands in more than 190 countries. So actually, we are one of the biggest employers around the globe. If you look at our vision, actually, Unilever modified their vision according to the new buzzword of sustainability. Actually, we want to grow our business. This is first. We are here to grow the business. But we want to make it while we're making a positive social impact and decouple our environmental footprint, which is one of the things that we are investing a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of money, and a lot of innovations. Unilever in Israel, we are the fifth fast-moving consumer growth, goods in Israel. We are here for 7 years, actually longer than almost as the country. We reach 9 of 10 households, so actually we are at every household. You're right, thank you. So we reach 9 of 10 households. We are active with 35 brands, and we have.
Do you want me to hold it for you?
No, it's okay. 1,500 products. What is more important, and people are not familiar with, actually, we are employing more than 2,000 employees in Israel. 85% of our sales are local products that are produced here in Israel in four factories. So actually, we are a global country, but with a very strong grip on the local market. So what I came to talk about today is about two mega trends in the Israeli retail market. One is our neighborhood shop, which are growing because we are used to buy smaller baskets. We are more purchasing for today, the needs for today, what we call top-up purchasing. Inside parallel to that, also the online, of course, online purchasing is also growing. So actually, we thought about a way to combine between the two. And the way we are doing it is via Shopo. Shopo is actually our new brand. So I have to do like this. Shopo is our new brand. Shopo is our new brand. Actually, usually Unilever is used to a more tangible brand. And this is our first online brand. No, it's okay.
Okay.
This is our first online brand. What is our vision behind Shopo? Actually, to be the number one hub, the leading hub for the local supermarkets online purchasing. And I will show you in a second how we do it. And this is done by the coming short movie that I need support in activating.
ברוכים הבאים לאתר שופו. תכירו את ג'ני, הלקוחה שלנו, שרוצה להזמין משלוח מהסופר השכונתי. ג'ני ראתה בוויינט פרסומת לשופו, הקליקה ונכנסה לאתר. בשופו היא מחפשת את הסופר השכונתי שעושה משלוחים עד לביתה באונליין. הסופר השכונתי הקרוב עולה באתר בהתאם לכתובתה. האתר מותאם לכל סוגי הפלטפורמות. ניתן להוריד גם את אפליקציית שופו ולהזמין בקליק. לאפליקציה יש גם יכולת סריקת ברקוד של כל המוצרים שנמכרים בסופר. סורקים והמוצר מתווסף לעגלה. ההזמנה משוגרת אונליין אל מחשבו של מנהל הסופר. מתקבלת במערכת התראה על משלוח חדש. ההזמנה מועברת לנייד של המלקט להכנת המשלוח. מלקט מצויד בסורק נייד המתלבש על היד, קורא ברקודים ישירות לנייד. המשלוח נשלח ללקוחה במהירות המרבית. מגיע עד ביתה לשביעות רצונה על פי שעת ההזמנה. שופו, הסופר השכונתי שלך באונליין.
So actually is on when we are on the way back from work and we want to finalize our dinner and some components are missing, we can not during we are driving open the app and make the orders of the things that we need to do from the grocery that we are familiar with. And most of the time he knows how we want to purchase, which expiry that we want, which kind of tomatoes we usually choose, and he sent it directly to our home. It can arrive before we arrive home. And actually what we did, we developed a platform that allowed the small retailers to be active in the digital world, in the e-com world, and we took off all the barriers that they usually have, including managing stock and managing a catalog and a consumer connect via digital applications. So we gave him a platform that is very 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 user friendly. In addition to that, what actually what we are doing? In addition to that, what we actually doing, we are supporting them because to have a website, it's the first step. We need to bring people to be able to purchase via this website. And what we are doing, we are giving them a communication platform, a communication package that comes from the POS materials, things on the on the shop, goes into print, and of course goes into the social media. The local social media, the neighborhood social media. Talking about social media, we actually aim to have here a kind of a social gathering. Also today, the grocery near your house is the social gathering of the neighborhood, and we give them a digital platform to be online also and to be active in the social environment and the social activity of their neighborhood, and they can become a social gathering and part of the social gathering in the neighborhood. Okay, having a platform is the first stage, but you also need to know how to do that. Capabilities, and these guys sometimes lack the capabilities. Sometimes young generation, sometimes old generation, sometimes in between. So together with the Israeli College of Israeli College of Retailers, we developed a course that we are also subsidizing for the retailers in order not only to have this platform, but also to have the knowledge how to activate it in the best way. So you ask yourself, because we're talking about sustainability, we're talking about win-win, what is there for Unilever? So our first mission is to be the retailer's number one partner of choice. And this is the main vehicle to be that. But also beside that, we have actually developed a new media channel because you can advertise in these websites, and a new data channel because this website also collects data. And that's it.
Okay. So so now you're warmed up. First, I'll offer you the chance to ask questions, and then if there's time, I'll come in as well. So does anyone have an immediate question? So let's say you've asked one, so you can ask another one if there's no one else. But does anyone have any? Yes.
Okay, so first we just...
Did everyone hear that? Okay, just repeat the questions.
The question is if we tried an app to use to if it's already existing. Okay. So the first launch going to be in the 5th of December. But we took already a known app. So this platform has actually been used by the mega retailers also today. If you go to purchase in Bitan online, these days Mega have been came on air, or Machzane Ashuk, is the same, exactly the same platform. It's a cloud platform, so we're using the same, only the interface is changing. So it's a known used platform.
Okay, do you have a follow-up?
Yeah.
Can we just... Whenever there's a wire, there's a problem.
How can you be sure that...
Innovation session, we keep with wire.
Yeah.
How can you be sure that the clients actually will use whatever the platform that you created? Did you try it in a particular neighborhood to see if it's working or...
Okay, we are not sure. Actually, the other way around. we need to change. People need to change because people used either to do it by phone, or even today they're doing by fax, WhatsApp, or go by themselves. So we need to educate the people, and this is what I showed, the marketing package that we are investing in. Every point of sale that we are going to launch this this platform, we are going to invest in the neighborhood in communication to push people to trial to use it. And we believe it's a behavior change, and it will take time. It will not jump in the first second, but definitely it will be there, because people are used to buy in the neighborhood grocery, and they are used to buy online. We just need to create the connection, and this is the innovation, to create the connection.
Okay, any other questions? Sir, you do it.
So I've got two. One is, would the prices be cheaper for the goods through you? And the other is biking the main delivery method, meaning, like, do you not use motored vehicles?
Okay, two great questions. First, we are not going to interfere with the prices. The prices are the retailer prices. By the way, it will be the same price that it got on the shelf, because it's using the same cashier mechanism. So whatever you will buy physically, you will pay online. Not less, not more. You can make promotions for online, but this is up to him. We are not allowed, and we are not going to interfere in that. Second, as it neighborhood, in any case, the service is neighborhood service. Most of it will be via bike, via trolleys, as today, because the infrastructure is there. These delivery guys are existing there. People, all these groceries are already making home delivery, but the way of ordering was usually by the phone, by notes, by whatever, by smoke signals. We move now to do it to your hand.
So I've got a question, which is, I think it's really interesting, and the reason is because I know Unilever well, and so Unilever in India do the Shakti service, which is supporting women in terms of selling door to door. And so one of the questions, did that help inspire this or not? And secondly, more importantly, is, you know, you're a multinational company, you tend to, it's easy to think big, that online retailers are the big thing, the big supermarkets are your big customers, and actually the little neighborhood shops, they're going to go anyway, so who cares about them? So what was in your mind that got you to the stage of thinking that this was a viable project?
Let's start from your second question, from the strategic question. I think since 10 years ago, 12 years ago, we thought that the small grocers are going to disappear, to viper in the air. But what we understood recently in the last 4 or 5 years, that people are coming back to the neighborhood shops. They are either complement purchasing, or they're buying small baskets. The household is changing. There are more one person household, so they don't need these big baskets in the big supermarkets. So actually, these guys are coming back into the market, and for us, they are very strategic, because they are a good partners. They are good supermarket. So they are our partners. So we understood that we need to invest in their growth. Now, when we start to look, how can we invest in their growth? And we saw what are their threats. We did the kind of analysis from their point of view. What are their threats? And Shufersal Sheli, it's Shufersal Online, okay, it's a local retailer, actually start to enter into these neighborhoods. It is a threat for them. Then we said, okay, we should give them a solution that they can have a fair fight against all the big giants. At the end of the day, it's a fair fight for them.
Did Unilever's experience in other markets like India help to encourage this sort of change?
Actually, it was very interesting, because it's not a Shakti project. They have Umara in India, which is exactly the same.
Oh, I see. Okay.
The same project. When we thought it, when we envisioned this idea here, and when we told it to Unilever, they said, listen, we have a model that now goes in India. The difference between the models that in India is for more developing country, and for us is more for developed country. So we become Unilever better site for developed country, while India, now it's also in Brazil, are the better site for developing country.
And there's nothing more conservative than a building company than a salesperson. So why is a salesperson like you doing something like this? I mean, what's gone wrong with you?
Let me tell you something. This is a very funny question. In Israel, the CD department, the customer development department, they are under more for Israel. Yeah, don't quote me. The CD department are the most advanced in the organization in terms of digitalization. Okay, we are the most advanced. And what is funny, the what we call the GT, the general trade, the traditional trade, are the most advanced channel in between, because they are the one who deals with the pure players. We are now ahead. We just did a sales with a pure player, a Walla shop. That it was such a success that we need to stop the activation, because we didn't prepare ourselves for this flood of invitations. And all the development, the digital and the physical, the logistical, came from the CD department. So today CD are in the head of the advanced power world, the part of this world.
And another question is, got a question, fantastic, hey, have we got an audience want to ask a question? This is shocking, this is disruptive, how dare you?
I was interested in hearing what was the reaction of the bigger supermarkets that your work is, I'm guessing, very closely with, to this app or to this brand, and is there an intent, it's a different question, is there an intent in trying to change customer behavior in other things that include social offering, for example, better food consumption or use of or health or nutrition, such things like that?
Tactical and strategical question. Tactical, the first question is a tactical. Yes, they are also looking to the neighborhood supermarkets. We just read that Rami Levy want to enter to the supermarkets, to the neighborhood supermarket. So of course it was not on their strategic direction, but in the end of the day it's fair competition and they cannot say anything about it. We're all for fair competition. Your second question is very interesting, because in our second horizon is also that. So for example, we can encourage the environment, the neighborhood, to bring back the sprays of Axe, bring back to the shops, and we will collect it. So we can do a neighborhood activation in order to make this neighborhood more green, more environment friendly. So this will come in the second generation when we'll have the community. We start to do community activation and we'll give the retailers the tools how to activate their community towards environmental friendly way of life.
Okay, another question. We can have the micro. Oh, you got it.
Hi. My hood is Shoratsky Mini Market is my neighborhood. Okay.
So you're familiar with this platform?
No, I'm not.
You're not buying from there?
No.
Okay.
I'm buying in AMPM. It's closer, but I visit sometimes Shoratsky. I was wondering if this basket also serves your competitors.
Of course.
Yes?
Yeah, all shop.
All the competitors can be shopped at the same app?
Yes.
Even not Unilever?
Of course. Even not Unilever. Actually, this app will replicate is a portfolio.
Okay.
So there is no
good
issue.
Enough. So there's no it. So people can use this and not buy any Unilever products.
Of course.
So how
this will be a failure for us, but
yes. So was that in your how because your thinking has to be wide in order to understand that, so there are so many companies that want to see the direct benefit, and you're saying actually the benefit is in the breadth. So how have you worked that through as a company?
It's easy because when you are leading in some area, by just developing the area, you're developing yourselves. So as a leading supplier, we said if you as a leader supplier, we are 9 of 10. We are existing in 9 of 10 households. So let's say we are at least 9 of 10 baskets. So if these baskets will be more frequent and bigger, we will grow with that. So when you are leading in these areas, then it serves you. So you cannot grow your market share, you can grow the market. And then by that, you grow your sales. So this is the thinking behind it.
And what is your measure of success? So the thing is, you start a venture like this, At some point, you have to say, is it successful? Do we need to put more money, or do we? Is it an experiment that failed, and actually, we'd love it to work, but actually, it doesn't. So how are you measuring success?
We have one quantitative and one qualitative. The quantitative one, we have a target, which should be the share of sales, of online sales. By the way, it should be aligned to the national one, okay? Now, in Israel, Shufersal is 12%, which is freak. It doesn't exist anywhere else in the world. The other one still in the 2 or 3 number. We believe it will come to the 8 to 10% of sales will be online from the portfolio. We want to be there. The qualitative one, we want to be number one partner of choice for the retailer.
Yes, of course.
There was a question also there.
Do you want to just use the...
Are you charging your little grocery stores per use or per day, per month, or nothing at all?
Nothing. The one who charges them is the software company. The software company is charging them per month and per purchase. But what we did a kind of cumulative negotiations. So the price are much, much, much lower, dramatically lower, if they've been done it by themselves.
Right. And so your CSR here, I'm new to the world of CSR, is basically supporting local businesses?
Exactly.
Okay. And I haven't seen it yet, this website, but when somebody goes into Shopo, can they see clearly it's a Unilever initiative?
Of course, it's written down in the bottom. This is the Unilever initiative. The brand is Shopo, but if you go, you will see it, a dot, what we call.
Okay.
You will see it.
So the everyday buyer doesn't know that actually you're trying to help young businesses or local businesses. He just thinks it's helping his life.
Yes.
You know, so you could say like Shopo helping your local business to flourish.
The retailer will know.
The retailer will know.
The retailer will know because we are the one who closing the right. With the retailer on behalf of this data, the software company.
Right. It's such a good initiative. I think that all the consumers should know it as well.
Yeah. Okay, Henry, quick question. And then this is taking up your time for your presentation, so keep it quick.
Yeah, I have two questions, quick questions. So one, who owns the data?
The retailer.
The retailer?
Yeah, of course.
So you have no access to that data?
We have data. We have access to data that the consumer during his shopping journey allows us to get. So he needs to tick, I allow this data to go to Unilever. Also, the retailer.
But it's not obligatory. Like
no.
It's
no. Okay. And also, the data is owned to the retailer. The data that we are exposed to is Nielsen data. Okay, whatever is Nielsen, I cannot know about my competitors. So we're really strict in this sense. So.
Okay, and another thing, it's just an idea, not much of a question. So there are now new startups that are targeting the way financial transactions are going on for small businesses in neighborhoods. And there's a Colo, yes, is one of them. So you should, I think maybe the next step for this would be to leverage these community coins or, because that could benefit all
parties.
I don't
have a clue what you're talking about. But
I'll give you an email after.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, we need to stop there, but thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay.
Henry, come and take your place.